translation. Words, mind and ego, with their respective controlling demigods, have failed to achieve success in knowing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, we simply have to offer our respectful obeisances unto Him as a matter of sanity. Please repeat after me. Words, mind and ego, with their respective controlling demigods, have failed to achieve success in knowing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, we simply have to offer our respectful obeisances unto Him as a matter of sanity. Purport. The froggish calculator may raise the objection that if the absolute is unknowable, even by the controlling deities of speech, mind and ego, namely the Vedas, Brahma, Rudra and all the demigods headed by Brihaspati, then why should the devotees be so interested in this unknown object? The answer is that the transcendental ecstasy enjoyed by the devotees in delineating the pastimes of the Lord is certainly unknown to non-devotees and mental speculators. Unless one releases transcendental joy, naturally one will come back from his speculations and concocted conclusions, because he will see them as neither factual nor enjoyable. The devotees can at least know that the absolute truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, as the Vedic hymns confirm. Om Tad Vishnaho Paramam Padam Sada Pasyanti Suraya also confirms this fact. Vedascha Sarver Ahameva Vedya. By culture, the Vedic knowledge, one must know Lord Krishna and should not falsely speculate on the word aham or I. The only method for understanding the Supreme Truth is devotional service. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, 55, verse number 55, Bhaktyamam avijananti yavan yasyami tattvatah. Only by devotional service can one know that the ultimate truth is the personality of Godhead, and that Brahman and Paramatma are only His partial features. This is confirmed in this verse by the great sage Maitreya. With devotion, he offers his sincere surrender, namaha, to the personality of Godhead, Bhagavate. One has to follow in the footsteps of great sages and devotees like Maitreya and Vidura, Maharaj Parichit and Sukadev Goswami, and engage in the transcendental devotional service of the Lord. If one would know His ultimate feature, which is above Brahman and Paramatma. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yenam Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shopadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatha Nitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitansa. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is the Vidura and Maitreya Samvad. There is questions and answers in this chapter and the previous chapters, and especially by hearing this, and someone will develop the transcendental loving devotions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this verse especially, Maitreya the Great says, saying that the words, the mind and ego, and with their respective demigods, they even can't understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Can we understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead? It's not that easy. So he is saying very simply that by paying the obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the best way to know him and know his pastimes and understand him better. This is even Brahma. He came out from the navel of the Lord Vishnu, and still he is not aware that, you know, where he is coming from, the beginning of him. He even doesn't know. Brahma is the son of Vishnu, and still he doesn't know that where he is coming from, and how about the human being, by our material senses, we can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But having said that, Srila Prabhupada very clearly says that the devotees are totally different. What they do, they engage themselves in the devotional service. So how the devotional service, what the devotional service includes? Anyone can say? Wonderful. That's really nice. Doing the service, daily your recommended service, chanting the holy name, very, very important, chanting the holy name, doing your prescribed service to the devotees, to the Lord, and then, you know, honoring the remnants of Krishna. They are all included in the, as you said, that Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, that's the Ambarish Maharaj. He was engaged in the nine devotional services, and those are the part of the nine devotional services. His nose was smelling the incense and the, you know, sandalwood pulp, the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The nose was one of the senses who are being enjoyed and engaged by smelling the beauty, the smell, the great, you know, once it is offered, the incense, the perfume, or the sandalwood pulp, it is going to be the maha, and when we are smelling, the nose is being purified. Similarly, the tongue is being purified by speaking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and honoring the remnants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these are the way that tongue is being purified. What about the mind? The mind is being purified by hearing the pastimes, the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his own devotees. Similarly, the ear will be purified by hearing, again, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees. In that way, all the senses are being enjoyed and engaged. Without that, we are not going to be able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada says that One can mentally speculate about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if he is not engaged specially in the devotional service, it will be a mental speculation for that person. So that's why follow the great sages like Maitreya, Srila Prabhupada giving the clear instruction to us that, you know, follow the great sages like Maitreya, Vidura, and you know, follow also the great sages like great devotee like Maharaj Parichit and Sukadev Goswami. And of course, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada has given us everything to know about the devotional service. Engage, his main object was engage yourself in the devotional service so that you can go home back to Godhead. So we should follow also footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, his instructions specially, that, you know, engage yourself in the devotional service, chant the holy name, 16 rounds fasting in the morning, honor the Mahaprasad fasting in the morning and throughout the day whenever we are getting the chance. So that's the way we can go home back to Godhead. Simple, very simple procedure, and there is no complication. But the mental speculators, or there is certain group of people, they like to speculate. No, you can achieve God by doing this austerity, do that austerity. We know our devotees, they are always engaged in austerity as well as the devotional service. First thing in the morning, around 3 o'clock they get up, they take shower. Who is doing that in the outside world? No one is doing that. That's an austerity. No matter it is summer, no matter it is winter or rainy season. They like to get up early in the morning. They like to do their devotional service, they like to do their chanting, they like to honor the prasadam, they like to hearing the class. These are the way, this is one of the austerity. Fixing your mind in one place, sitting, hearing for an hour is not that easy also. So this is also an austerity, you can see. So these are the parts of the austerity and the devotees enjoy. I was reading the Bhagavatam, the last chapter of the Bhagavatam in the 12th canto, 13th chapter, the beginning of the verse. Suta Goswami says, Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudro Maruta Stunnanti Dibhyastave Rveda Sangha Padakrama Nisaidi Gayanti Yam Shamaga Dhyanam Avastita Tadgatena Manasa Pasyantina Yogina Yashyantana Vidu Sura Suragana Devaya Tasme Namaha. It's just, you know, this verse we have just studied, we understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not easily understood by mental speculations. Only the devotees can understand. And similarly, in this sloka, Suta Goswami says, a great sage who is speaking the Bhagavatam in the Navisaranya, do you know how many sages are hearing the Bhagavatam from Suta Goswami? 88,000 sages they were hearing from Suta Goswami in Namisharanya. Can you believe there was no loudspeaker, nothing that time? And somehow they were able to hear. So 88,000 sages they were hearing from Suta Goswami. They have nominated Suta Goswami as the right, perfect candidate for speaking the Bhagavatam because he had the quality. So Suta Goswami says, unto that Supreme Personality, whom Brahma, Varuna, Indra, Rudra, and the Marutas praise by chanting transcendental hymns and reciting the Vedas with all their corollaries, Padakramas, and Upanishads, to whom the chanters of the Samveda always sing, whom the perfected yogis see within their minds after fixing themselves in trance and observing themselves within him, and whose limit can never be found by any demigods or demons, Unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead I offer my humble obeisances. Maitreya is saying just the, you know, pay your obeisances. And then Sutta Goswami says exactly same thing, whose limit can never be found by any demigods or demons. Sura, Suraganaha. Sura means the demigods and Asura means the demons. So it is not understood by any of them. But practicing the devotional service, one can understand somewhat. Although it is not, you know, easy to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but it becomes purifies. It purifies our ear, purifies all the senses, like the mind. Ego is being purified. There is no such ego that after when you are hearing from the loving devotional service and the glorification, the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can purify even within the mind, the intelligence, all get purified. Then the ego slowly, slowly disappears. Otherwise, ego is the biggest issue within us, within the whole universe. The mind, ego, they are always the biggest enemy of the human being, especially for devotees, it is the biggest enemy. Because when we have the ego, sometime we can make mistakes, sometime we can offend another devotees. Engaging such discussion, those are not appropriate for a devotee. And interfering on some discussion, continuing a discussion, those are not so important, wasting our energy. These are also cause of our downfall. For a devotee especially. Why? When we speak a lot, what happens? We start speaking something, the main matter, if suppose we started about Krishna, then slowly, slowly we deviate our mind and our discussion to some other things, and then we'll start offending. And when you speak a lot, then we will start lying also. That's the nature of the mind. When we speak a lot, continuously speaking, non-stop, you will see some people, they will just speak and speak and speak non-stop. You must have. And when they speak, you can see some of the truth is coming and some you can realize that there is nothing truth. Only the false things are coming. So you are engaging unnecessarily your tongue for speaking something and losing your all the wonderful things you have achieved, like chanting the holy name, doing the service of the Lord, doing the service to the devotees, all you are losing. So those things are really, really you need to preserve. You chant your holy name, then you talk a lot that you are even talking that much that you have gone to that level that you are lying, and you are then speaking negatively about some devotees. Forget about speaking negatively about some devotees. Even we should not speak anything negative about any other people. Forget about devotees. It's not necessary. If we speak negatively, we are losing our energy, isn't it? All your good qualities are going to that person to whom you are speaking negatively about. And if that's the case, then why would we speak negatively about someone? A story I remember from Ramayana. Anyone know about the Sabari story in Dandakaranya? It's such a beautiful story. Sabari, as you know, that she is a tribal lady, and the tribal lady, they are not so much respected equal to the higher caste people. They are always portray that they are very low caste and lower class. Sabari or the tribal people, generally they live in the forest in India. So still nowadays they are living in the forest. Now they are modernizing, things are changing, but we can See, they are now coming, you know, to the mainstream. They are, you know, otherwise, when I was a young boy, I have seen the Sabari and Sabar. The man is called Sabar and the female is called Sabari. So their language is different and they don't know what's going on around. Sometimes they will come to the towns and villages. Generally, they will stay in the forest. And then they will use their, you know, bow and arrow to hunt the wild animals for their food. So that's the nature of the those kind of tribals they used to do. But they have now, in India, they are joining in the mainstream. But still, in the deep, dense forest, still there is, you know, tribal people they are living. So in Dandakaranya, well, when Lord Ramachandra was visiting, this story was described. One of the forest Lord Ramachandra visited, that was Dandakaranya. There were so many great sages practicing the austerity, practicing the meditation to get Lord Ramachandra into their ashrams. So many of them. And what happened? One of the great sages was Matang Rishi. Matang Rishi was having one ashram and he has some disciples. And in that ashram, along with other ashrams, there was sages. Some of the sages will eat only once a day, some little bit grain. And some of the sages, they will eat only fruit once a day. And some of the sages, they will eat only leaf. Not only the fruit, leaf. And some of the sages, they will eat only, drink a little bit milk. Little bit, the whole day. And some of the sages, they will not even drink milk. They will drink a little bit water. And some of the sages, they will not drink even water. They will just leave without anything, only air. So that much austerity they were doing. And in this meantime, what happened? Sabari, the tribal lady, she would every day, by seeing the great austerity by the all the great sages, she would come at midnight around 1 o'clock in the 1 a.m. in the morning, she would bring dry wood for them. Keep the dry wood in front of their door, small in front of their cottage, and then she will leave, she will disappear. Not only that, she will clean, she will sweep their the in front of their, you know, barandas as well as the path. So without the sages, they will understand that this is what happening at night. When the morning the sages getting up, they will say, wow, maybe somebody has, you know, helped us bringing all the dry wood so we can cook today. And some of the, those are not eating any food, then they'll say that, okay, we can burn the wood for, you know, getting the heat. So, but they didn't know who is keeping these things. So she was doing the devotional service. Every day, every night, she would bring those wood and clean the path, clean their barandas, everything that she is going to do. That's her service. So one day, Matang Rishi, he decided, who is doing this? Ask his disciples, are you doing it? The disciples said that, no, Gurudev, we are not doing it. I am not doing it. He asked other disciples, are you doing it? Are you doing it? Everyone says that, no, we are not doing it. Then Matang Rishi decided that, who is doing this? Taking away all my austerity by doing this, all the good austerity I am doing, and that person is taking away. Although Matang Rishi was so perfected in his yoga, he could have seen who is doing it. But this is a pastime also by Lord Ramachandra. So he asked, then finally he decided to awake at night and wait for the sound, who is doing this. So one night when Sabari came, kept the wood around the in front of the cottage, then Matang Rishi said that, "Oh, wait, who are you? What are you doing here?" Then she started scared. Sabari started scared because she thought that she is not committing any offense to a great sage.
Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, Sri Sri Sitaram Lachman Hanuman, Sri Sri Gaur Nithai Ki.
So, Sabari started to get scared that, you know, she might be punished by great sage Matang. But the great sage Matang replied that, "Daughter, please don't get worried. I'm just wondering why you are doing this to me." She said that, "My dear, you know, Guru, I already, you know, accept you as my Guru. I, you know, always in my heart set you as you are my Guru, and I'm keeping this wood for you so that, you know, you can use it for your cooking or your, you know, burning the wood for your getting heat. So all these things, that's why I'm keeping it for you and cleaning your path." Matang Rishi said that, "So what are you doing?" "No, that's all I'm doing. I don't do anything. This is my service, you know, I feel this is my service to all the saints here, and I don't do anything." Then Matang Rishi said that, "Okay, stop everything. Come here, close to my, you know, ashram, make a cottage, and you stay here, and I will give you initiation." So that time, the ladies, they were not getting initiated. Only the men was getting initiation. And that also very selected, not everyone. When Matang Rishi said that, Sabari was very happy. She is going to get the initiation. And she got the initiation. And the initiation, she has to chant the holy name of Lord Ramachandra. Ram, 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 Ram. Like Srila Prabhupada gave us the holy name, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So similarly, Lord Ramachandra's name was given to her, so she started living there. As soon the other sages found out that Sabari was got initiated by Matang Rishi and she got the holy name to chant, all the sages got so angry with Matang Rishi. Have you heard about that? They all got angry. They called a meeting. They called a meeting. And then they decided that he will be outcasted from all the sages. So they will not contact him for anything. They will not deal with him at all. You know, in India, still there is small villages. There is, if you commit some offenses, you will be outcasted. It used to happen. I don't know if it is happening or not, you know, but it used to happen. Who is from India? Anyone? They would know. Yeah. You know, small villages, they can make someone outcasted if they have committed offense. There used to be. So what would be happen? There will be, no one will touch them. They will not use the well where the, you know, others are using for bringing water to their house. It was that much severe punishment. So similarly, that happened to Matang Rishi. Matang Rishi said that, "Anyways, I'm okay with it. I'm happy that, you know, I don't have to connect with anyone. I will do my austerity daily. And the, you know, I accepted a, you know, disciple. They think that she is not qualified, but I feel she is well qualified than, you know, the others, even some other of my disciples. So I think that she is well qualified and she should be here." And then Sabari started doing the service daily. Same thing, she would clean the path for all the sages without telling them. She would keep the wood again, same thing, same way, and she would chant the holy name. And one day what happened, she was a bit late for doing her service. And she was sweeping the path. A saint was coming, taking bath in a lake. He was coming to his ashram. And Sabari was cleaning the path and one small rock has hit his leg, that says the saint's leg. Once that happened, the saint was so angry with Sabri. I just took shower now. I took bath. And now you just, you know, impure me. I have to again go purify. And the saint got so angry, chastised her heavily, that Sabri got so much worried and begged forgiveness to the saint, but there was no forgiveness. No forgiveness. And then the saint has again gone back to the lake. He took bath in the lake. And what happened? As soon as he took bath, the water became very impure. The water became very impure. It became very muddy. And then the water was crystal clear. All of a sudden it became so impure and so muddy. And then there was worms in the water. So the saints, they stopped going there because the water got impure. Then what happened? All the saints started saying that because of the Sabri's, you know, touching of the, you know, thing, the water become impure. So she is a very impure person. That was the allegation on her. But she never got disturbed. She was still chanting the holy name. Then the time came, Matangrishi said that, okay, I have to give my body now. This is the time I have to go home back to Godhead. And you stay here, you chant the holy name. And you chant here the holy name, and Lord Rama specially, he will come to see you. He will come to see you. And you believe my words. And Sabri was great faith on her guru. She asks how long it will take for Lord Ramachandra to come. The guru said that it will take 10,000 years. You need to stay here and chant the holy name, and then the Lord will come here. So anyways, this is what happened. After the guru has left, 10,000 years after, the Lord has entered into the Dandakaranya. Sita has already been kidnapped. Lakshman and Lord Ramachandra is visiting Dandakaranya. So he is visiting, when he is visiting the saints, all the great sages, they found out that Lord Rama is coming. So they are deciding who is going to, which ashram the Lord is going to come. They are discussing which ashram the Lord is going to visit. The great sage who is eating once a day, little bit grain, he was saying that he will come to my ashram. Because I am doing really strong austerity, eating only once a day. Then some of the saints, they said that, why he will go there? He will come to me because I am only drinking milk once a day, little bit, that also little bit. He will come to my ashram first. And some of the great saints, they said that, no, I'm eating only leaves. He will come to my ashram first. And some said that we are drinking only water and the great austerity we are doing, he will come to our ashram. Look at the ego also. Can you really achieve the Supreme Personality of Godhead by your ego that he will come to my place first? The Lord has the quality, he destroys our egos. And because of thinking, then the other saint said that I'm only taking, you know, the air. I don't eat anything. The Lord will come to my, you know, ashram first. So there was a lot of debate was going on in their mind. And then Lord Ramachandra entered into the Dandakaranya. First, he go to the ashram, not into the ashram, outside the ashram, standing there purposely saying that, you know, I want to go to Sabari's place. Do you know where it is? First, when they saw Lord Ramachandra, they wanted to receive him. Dear Lord, please come to my ashram. Oh, she said, no, I'm not coming now. I will come later, maybe. But I'm looking for, you know, the Sabari's place where she is staying. Then the saint thought in his mind, it's just useless. I don't know, you know, why people called him, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am doing so much austerity, he is not coming to my place, I am receiving him, he is saying no. And he is asking the, you know, about Sabari, who doesn't know anything. And some of the saints, they thought this, they talked to themselves, they said that, you know, that's why, you know, he's being, you know, kicked out from the kingdom. And he's, you know, wandering in the forest and his wife is being kidnapped. They even thought, gone to that level. They have lost their, you know, all the good qualities by getting ego. Gone to that level thinking about, you know, about Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, that he's being kicked out from, you know, from the, you know, throne, and his wife being kidnapped, and he's just, you know, wandering in the forest. Then he went to other, you know, sages like that, you know, they also received him. They wanted to receive him into their, you know, ashrams, and he said, no, I'm looking for the Sabari. I want to go to her ashram. So the Lord purposely asking them so that, you know, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't need to go and ask. He knows where Sabari is situated. But he's doing it purposely so that, you know, their egos are going to be destroyed. How they have treated to Sabari, that should be really, you know, going to be established by the Lord. As I said, that he's the destroyer of the egos. So he's doing that and making feel them jealous. And some of them, those are having the good mind, thinking that, oh, the Supreme Lord is there, but you know, why he's not coming to our ashrams? Maybe we have done something. Those are thinking good, you know. But some of them, they have lost their mind, they are thinking, you know, negatively. So finally, as, you know, Lord Ramachandra was asking about Sabari here from the distance, the Lord has arrived and sees chanting the holy name for more than 10,000 years. By hearing that, Sabari ran away from Lord Ramachandra, thinking that how low class I am, why the Lord is coming to me? He should supposed to visit all the great saints, why he's coming to me? By thinking that, she ran away. But Lord Ramachandra saw and called, "Dear mother, please come. I would like to sit with you and I would like to talk to you." And somehow she accumulated her strength and the energy to face the Lord and come to her ashram. They sat together. Then the Lord asked, you know, quite a lot of questions and answers, and asked for, you know, some food. I'm so hungry, I want to eat from you. You know, whatever you have. And, you know, Sabari had some root vegetables and some fruits. All those are collected from the... She would always collect the fruits every morning, thinking that Lord Ramachandra will come today, so I will offer him. So last 10,000 years, she is doing the same ritual. Collecting from the forest all the fruits and saving them. By saving them, she is thinking every day the Lord is going to come and he will have it. And for after 10,000 years, the Lord is asking, "Please give me something I would like to eat." So finally, you know, the Lord has taken his food, some root vegetables and fruits. And then the great sages, those are doing the austerity. Of course, we cannot bring them down. They are really high-class devotees also. But because they had the ego, they disrespected Sabari. That's why the Lord wanted to punish them in a way. The sages, all they got together, somehow they got the courage. And they said that, "Dear Lord, although, you know, you are, you know, the destroyer of the egos, we have a, you know, very bad situation here. Please help us." The Lord said that, "What is your situation? What is the problem?" Then they said that this lake, the big lake, it was very close to us. We used to bring our water for, you know, worshipping, for cooking or drinking, and also we are taking the bath. And now that water is totally, you know, got, you know, bad, and please help us. If you put your lotus feet there, then, you know, the water will be purified. Then the Lord said that I am a Kshatriya. A Kshatriya can put the, you know, in their foot in the water, then do you think the water will be purified? You are the great sages. Have you tried yours? Tried your feet? Please place your feet first in the water. Then, you know, I believe it can be purified. Then the sages, they are looking at their face, each other. They are thinking, what if it didn't, you know, turn into, you know, clean water? So they are getting worried. And finally they started one by one and nothing has happened. The water got more muddy and more, you know, really bad. Then they requested, the Lord said that, okay, can you do that, you know, put your lotus feet? The Lord said that I can do that certainly, but I don't know if that can happen, you know. But I can, since you are requesting, you are my great devotees, how can I not do that? The Lord, you know, put his lotus feet, and the water become really, really, it was muddy, now it become bloody. And the, you know, the worms, they were small, it become larger and bigger. The water become really, really bad. And some of the sages, those who didn't have that strong faith on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they thought that, I don't think why we are calling him the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There was a lot of question in their mind. But the Lord wanted to, you know, perform his pastime through sabri. So what happened, you know, they said, you know, the Lord said that if you think just think one moment why this water become impure. They all said that because of sabri. She was sweeping, the little rock, you know, hit the, you know, saint, and he went to take shower there and bath there, and that's why it turned into muddy. Then he said that what if you think because of chastising sabri, a great saint, a great devotee, is like, you know, my great devotee, don't you think that is the great offense he has committed? And after that, after chastising and not even receiving the, you know, even she apologized, he was not receiving, that was the biggest offense, and that's why the water become muddy and really bad. They said that it could be true. Some of the saints, they said that no, it is fully true. You know, the Lord never tells lie. Satya bratam satya param trisatya. He always tells the truth. He never tells a lie. So the Lord said that, okay, bring sabri and bring her lotus feet into the water, then it will be all purified. Then, you know, the saints, they were looking, and sabri ran away from again that place. Said that, you know, oh, because of the, she was getting embarrassed that her feet touch the water, then the water will be purified. Then she run away. Then the Lord said that if she run away, wherever she was standing, just take the dust off her lotus feet and put in the water and see how it is happening. And exactly that was done. They took the dust off her lotus feet and put in the water. The water become all of a sudden crystal clear. There you can see the ground from the top. So that was the glories of a devotee. Although the great devotees were there, but because of their ego, they didn't understand other devotees and their lordship. And that's why that was the punishment for them. And as soon they, you know, saw the water got crystal clear, they started, you know, glorifying sabri. They thought that how, you know, unfortunate we are that we couldn't even understood the great personality like sabri. They wanted to, you know, have her association by hearing that from the sages. By her yogic power, she burned herself into the ashes, and she has gone back home, back to Godhead. So the saints, they started crying, realized that, you know, how big offense they have created, and how they have created offense to at the lotus feet of a great saint like Matang Rishi. So that is the story in the Ramayana. So sometimes devotees cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They were questioning even the presence Lord Ramachandra was present there. They were questioning about his status, thinking that, you know, he might not be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why he's being kicked out from the house. That's why he's, you know, he's in the forest. All these questions in their mind. Why? It is not easily understandable by just the mental speculation. By only surrendering unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees, great devotees like Srila Prabhupada, only a person can understand, a devotee can understand somewhat the pastimes, the love of God. That's the way how we should suppose to be practicing our devotional life. Chanting the holy name is most important. Doing the service, devotional service, chanting the holy name. So I would like to request, pray to all our Vaishnavas, please focus on your chanting. Chant the 16 rounds with a great conviction, thinking about the Lord and his pastimes. That would be great. Not letting your mind going and overtaking you anywhere, anything. That way you will achieve a great deal of devotional qualities. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Srila Prabhupada ki.